A baseball card sold for $2.3 million a few days ago. One of the really old ones, a Hannes Wagner. For those of us who saved our trading card collections from a mother's tidiness, that news truly inspires. Not only is it time to review the old cards, it might be time to bring in some new. The Hannes of our time, after all, lies somewhere tucked in a stack in a packet in a store someplace. Maybe it's a baseball rookie card. Maybe it's a holofoil ancient Mew, an elusive cat Pokemon, or so I've been told. If that sort of talk has a familiar ring to it, you won't be surprised to learn that there are those who claim addiction to the trading cards chase. Those super special cards that everyone wants, in fact, are called chase cards. And some who buy the trading cards, baseball or Pokemon or whatever, argue that they buy many more cards than they should, certain that the next pack will hold the cat's meow, sort of like the lottery. And, of course, in their minds, also sort of like the lottery, someone must pay. So they've brought lawsuits against the card companies, Pokemon, Topps, Upper Deck, others. The plaintiffs have tried to convince the courts that the law known as RICO, the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, should apply to certain card manufacturers who place chase cards in their packs. The argument goes that RICO prevents certain gambling, and that gambling is defined as an act involving consideration, chance, and a prize. The consideration is the pack's price, the plaintiffs argue. The chance is the chance to buy a chase card, and the prize is the chase card itself. What's surprising is just how many times these plaintiffs have filed these sorts of cases. Then again, RICO allows plaintiffs to sue for threefold the damages. Or as one judge put it, they and their attorneys may have looked forward to harvesting a ripe plum at very little cost. What's not so surprising is that they and their attorneys have been resoundingly unsuccessful. The courts write things like this. Plaintiffs get precisely what they bargained for, 6 to 20 cards in a pack with a chance that one of the cards may be of Ken Griffey Jr., and that ultimately the cards are worth what the plaintiffs paid for them, and that the money paid is for the cards themselves, not for the chance at a chase card. One federal appellate court ended its discussion in a trading card case by writing that it found comfort, knowing that most of these lawsuits have been dismissed by trial courts with prejudice, meaning that the lawsuits can't be altered a bit and then refiled by the plaintiffs. Those of us who have old collections, meantime, find our comfort in knowing that maybe someday, many, many years from now, our children's children's children will attend college on a Mike Schmidt rookie card. I'm not even going to guess how many packs and how much money it took to find Mr. Schmidt. I'm Amy Guida.